There's no place for 50-year-old guys to go clubbing. Okay, the VFW Hall, the Elks Lodge, I got that, yeah. But when was the last time you saw a mosh pit there? Never. On my 50th birthday, my friends came over and they said, come on, we're gonna go clubbing. I go, no, we're not. I go, we're gonna sit in the backyard, drink beer, and make jokes about how I'm getting older. They go, no, come on, man, it'll be fun. We're going clubbing. I go, we're not, it's not gonna be fun. My wife goes, go, Bill, it'll be fun. No, it wouldn't. You know why she said that? Because she knew it wouldn't be fun. If she thought we were gonna have fun, we'd be in the backyard drinking beer. So we go to this club, and from the get-go, we were so out of our element. I mean, we were walking up to the front door of the club, and we all start reaching for our wallets, and the doorman goes, please. We looked like we were filming a Flomax commercial, all right? We get in there, and we are totally out of our element. You know, there's this synthesizer computer music going, there's these laser lights and black lights, and it's just not our kind of gig. And so we're standing there having a beer, and also my friend goes, hey man, check out that table over there, those girls. And there was a table of really young girls, old enough to be in the bar, but younger than us. And I go, yeah. I go, and he goes, I think they're checking you out. And I go, shut up, they're not checking me out. Of course, in my head, I'm thinking, hell yeah, they're checking me out. What are you not seeing? And he goes, no, man, I think they're gonna come over. I go, shut up. And all of a sudden, this one stands up, and she is about 5'10", smoking hot. Got a little tight dress on, cut up to the hip, and she has locked eyes on me. And my friend goes, dude, you are dead. And I turn around to talk to them, and this one, you know, you've got really good friends. They've all taken a step back from me. So now I'm just the turd in the punch bowl. And she is walking right at me, and I'm thinking, oh my God. And in my head, this whole scenario is going down. I'm thinking, all right, just be cool. You know, let her down easy. You know, don't do the thing. Just. And she walks up to me, and she goes, hi. And I go, hi. And she goes, I'm Bridget. And I go, hi, Bridget. I'm 50. And you're hot. I go, so why don't we do this? Look, before this gets awkward, let me just do it. I'll buy your table a round of drinks. We'll call it a night. It'll be over. And she goes, okay. But we thought you were Cindy's dad. She's puking in the bathroom, so we called him. Thank you, Bridget. But that's all right. I wouldn't have done anything anyway, because like I said, I got a great lady. I've been married for almost 28 years now, and thank you. And it's weird for us, because our kids are gone now. My last one just graduated. He's going to college. We have an empty nest. And I knew there'd be this period of transition, but oh my God, I didn't know it'd be like this. There's nothing to deflect the attention away from me now. You know, when I had kids, I could go, she'd go, what happened here? I go, oh, you might want to talk to the kids. They were screwing around with that stuff there. I don't know. Now, those eyes are just. My name is the only name that gets called out loud in that house now. I hear it every day. And I have developed a hearing problem. To the point that she actually made me a doctor's appointment to have my hearing checked. And I went, because I'm committed to this. And the doctor gave me the test. He goes, your hearing's fine. I go, I know. But can you write me a note that says it's not? It drives her. I'll be sitting in the den watching TV, and the dog will be laying on the floor there, and I'll hear it. The other end of the house going, Bill! Bill! And I look down, the dog's looking at me. I'm like, oh, I hear her. She'll be here in a minute. Didn't you hear me? What? And now she's wanting to do things together. The other day I was watching TV and she walks in the den and she goes, what are you doing? I go, watching TV. And she goes, okay. Is there something you wanted to do? I thought we could go for a walk. But Survivor Man's on. He's in Antarctica. He's gonna eat a penguin. I just thought we could go for a walk. Why do you want to go for a walk? We have cars. I just thought we could walk and talk and walk and talk. Shit. All right. And ladies, don't get me wrong. I don't mind going for a walk if we're gonna walk. But you don't walk. You saunter. You meander. Walking says you have a destination in mind. She's 20 yards behind me. I'm like, where are we walking to? Your execution? Let's go. Survivor Man's on. This isn't walking. This is loitering. And she wants to hold hands. Oh, my God. We've been married for 28 years. When you're 16 years old, you hold your girlfriend's hand because that's an outward sign to other fellows. This is my girlfriend. Everybody just back off. You know what people think when they see guys my age holding hands with their wives? Oh, dude, he's missing Survivor Man. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I'm sorry. I love holding her hand, but when you walk, we start holding hands, and 30 seconds into, I'm like, all right, it's getting sweaty. Let's stop. Sweaty. I said, why do you want to hold hands? And she goes, so people will know we're married. I said, they can tell we're married by the look on my face. The stoop in my shoulders. And the fact that you're 20 yards behind me, pick it up.